Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Because it's Monday, we have the blessing of being joined by one Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. attorney and a legal analyst. And Joe, this morning I'm looking at some news that broke over the weekend, which is that Rod Rosenstein, who's the guy who ultimately appointed the special counsel, Robert Mueller, is now telling people privately that he may need to recuse himself because he could potentially become a witness in this case. If he's going to even come close to doing that, shouldn't he have never appointed a special counsel in the first place?
Well, I would be careful about these published reports about him, but it is quite obvious that the Department of Justice situation has been unusual and getting more unusual given these recusals. And you can certainly understand the president's frustration over this and his tweeting as a result of it. But notwithstanding that, I can't read these tea leaves right now. If Rosenstein were to become a witness somehow in the probe that Mueller is conducting, that wouldn't necessarily mean that he had to recuse himself, but it might. Given the sort of hair trigger that the ethics people in the department used to recuse Sessions from all things Russian, they might very well have the same hair trigger for Rod Rosenstein. So it's hard to say. If that were to occur, the devolution of authority under that would be bizarre in the department. I don't know who's left. Maybe a secretary in the tax division would be acting attorney general at that point.
Yet they don't have the same hair trigger with, as we've discussed before with you, with Comey and Mueller, with Comey being now a witness in an investigation, well, being so closely tied to Mueller. Why? So then by using those metrics, Mueller should have to recuse himself.
Well, here's the thing about all of this. I think, you know, we can all sit back and wonder about all these choices. I mean, I certainly don't think that Rod Rosenstein had any nefarious motive. I mean, he found somebody that he thought was qualified and able. Certainly Mueller is that. He is qualified and able. Here's what I expect to happen. I think whatever these recusal things are going to be, Mueller's not going anywhere. He's going to conduct his investigation. Since he has indicated he's going to interview the three intelligence chiefs right away, that deals directly with these allegations that the president tried to influence the continuing investigation into Flynn and otherwise. Well, the president has the power to do that under Article 2. The president is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. If he can fire the FBI director, he can tell him to stop an investigation. So I don't think it's theoretically, legally possible to have an obstruction of justice by the president. But I think Mueller wants to resolve that first, and then move on to the other issues of the Russian investigation. There's clearly not going to be any collusion between the campaign and the Russians. That matter seems to have been resolved since the Democrats have shifted to, obstruction and impeachment. So I think that's where we're headed. But the Mueller, Rosenstein, Comey, Trump swirling winds are going to continue to be that way, because when you appoint a special counsel, this is what you get.
You know, over the weekend, Jay Sekulow, who's on the president's legal team, sort of made a forceful defense that the president of the United States is not under investigation, and he based that on the fact that the White House has not been contacted yet by investigators. Is that an accurate way for him to depict this?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, it's one of the ways you can depict it. If you haven't been told you're under investigation, you're entitled to assume that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Notwithstanding all these leaks to the Washington Post by unknown federal officials, and we don't know what agency they're from. I mean, they could be people from the Agriculture Department, for all we know. I mean, it is a proper thing to say. Now, it's also proper to say that sometimes people don't know that they're under investigation because they're not supposed to. That's supposed to be secret. And that's because if people are under investigation, there may be a bad reason for it, and they're innocent. And so you don't want that made public because it smears them. In this case, I mean, the president can say he's not under investigation because he hasn't been told that he is, and that's perfectly acceptable.
Okay, so last week you mentioned this Mueller inquiry, this investigation. Kushner's finances gets leaked, that they're under investigation. Mm-hmm. The president himself gets leaked, that he's personally under investigation. Yeah. What are you to make of all of these leaks? I realize that you don't place a lot of faith in them, but they do kind of suggest that Robert Mueller needs to get control of his own investigation, right?
Well, we don't know where the leaks are coming from. It is clear that they could be two or three hands removed. It's clear that they are coming either from people who are aware of the investigation inside the Justice Department or the FBI. It can't be many more people than that, because those are the ones that are making the decisions about what and who to certainly request. Another way, by the way, if you get a request for information from the FBI or the Justice Department or Mueller in this, it doesn't mean you're under investigation. All kinds of people get subpoenas for the production of financial records. Kushner could have been asked to provide financial records about his dealings. That doesn't mean he's under investigation. And I think what's happening is there's a lot of stuff happening that the Washington Post is converting into the worst-case scenario interpretation of evidence. I mean, that's fairly evident from the horrible stories that the New York Times has published, which were completely false. For example, the big story that the Times published where it said Comey had requested additional funding for the Russian probe and was denied. That never happened. Did you see a correction about that? Excuse me, that was the Washington Post. Did you see the Washington Post correct that? Absolutely not. So any notion that the Post is sensitive to sort of calibrating their stories in a careful way is ludicrous. It is a Jeff Bezos hit machine for the little clown from Silicon Valley.
We know during Comey's testimony that he laid out a case of obstruction from Loretta Lynch and asking him to put...
About which he did absolutely nothing.
Right, and he complied with her request.
Right.
Now Senator John Cornyn is saying that it would be very helpful for Lynch to testify before the Judiciary Panel, which oversees the Justice Department. Mm-hmm. Do we have any hope of ever seeing any investigation into that obstruction, which Comey laid out?
Well, it's hard to tell. The Republicans, as you know, are weak-kneed, very, very concerned about looking like they're overreaching, so as a result, they don't reach at all. It's funny when you talk about Comey. I was thinking about him over the weekend calling himself, you know, he was having fun with Angus King talking about how he was Thomas Becket, you know, who will free me from this meddlesome priest. Every time I look at him now, I see Rasputin. It ain't Becket I see. Believe me, it's Rasputin.
But I do think that when it comes to this Loretta Lynch matter, so to speak, that you've got a very serious case that matters, I think, sincerely to how our justice system operates.
Ultimately,
you have a woman, Hillary Clinton, who's in a privileged position when the head of the Department of Justice can basically help her get away with anything.
I think what's really clear about the Justice Department under President Obama, both under Holder and under Lynch, is that it was the most highly politicized Justice Department in 100 years, that they politically corrupted the administration of the criminal law, that they aided and abetted Hillary Clinton, and that Comey, for all of his clumsiness and Rasputin-like manipulations, scheming and manipulations, did help her, actually, even though he hurt her first. This is because nobody did the things they were supposed to do under the Justice Department. If you were to write a book about how not to conduct yourself during criminal investigations of politically sensitive figures, this would be the book you would write to show how not to do it. And the incompetence and political corruption of Lynch is simply mind-boggling. I mean, I just can't wait to see what New York bar thing she's going to address next with a straight face.
Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much for making us smarter. We do appreciate your visits. Have a fantastic week.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.